another podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Intelligent Business Ideas to Go is a monthly podcast featuring executive editor Greg LaFollette and various thought leaders in the profession discussing intelligent business ideas and best practices.
Hello, Greg LaFollette, Intersection Live, recording Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. This morning I'm visiting with Phil Schlesinger, and Phil is a product manager with CCH. We're going to talk about something that I didn't know was interesting until I started doing a little bit of research, and I found it's very, very interesting and a huge technology issue. And Phil, I want to visit with you this morning about the SST project. Tell me what that is, please.
Well, SST stands for Streamlined Sales Tax.
Right.
And it's essentially an initiative from a number of different states that impose sales and use tax to simplify and to make more uniform among the states. It's something that's been going on really since March of 2002, and
okay.
It's continued to get steam and move forward.
Now, we're about half the states involved in this, 22 or something?
Correct. There's okay. 22 member states, which are made up of both full member states and associate states.
So I did notice that that my home state of South Dakota is a member, and my state, like all of the rest of the states, are extremely revenue hungry. And so is part of this making sure that we get paid appropriately, or just making sure that we get paid faster, or is this a remitter benefit? How do you characterize the SST?
Well, you know, Streamline itself, the major goal or objective behind Streamline is to be able to convince Congress that the states can be uniformed and simplified so that they will allow the states to have some additional authority to impose their will, if you like, for sellers to collect. And it's primarily geared towards internet sales because of the huge amount of dollars that the states are losing out on.
Right. And so this is like the current suit that's going on between Amazon and the state of New York. If we had
exactly.
SST properly implemented across everything for everybody, that suit would not exist. Is that right?
Well, my understanding of that suit is New York's trying to take things into their own hands.
Sure.
Where Streamline, the states that are members of Streamline, they're trying to go through the correct channel to have Congress essentially give them more authority, because under a 1992 Supreme Court decision, which was Quill versus North Dakota, that
sure.
authority is somewhat limited.
It was limited by nexus, right?
Correct. Sufficient
okay.
nexus.
You know, in the what I will call the olden days, way back even right after Quill, the response for many practitioners and an awful lot of vendors, because we didn't have internet sales and interstate sales were not as common and prevalent as they are now. The rule, at least unstated rule, was kind of like, if I owe you taxes and if I have a responsibility, you're going to have to come and ask. And that's that kind of logic has faded, because technology has made it possible for states to enforce and I guess apprehend, if that's the right word, to find people who aren't cooperating. Is that kind of how you see it? Technology has actually, if not caused, it certainly implemented the problem.
Yeah, I certainly agree with you, and primarily because of technology, the states are more capable, more able to share information from state to state, and And of course, technology has really opened that door up. So yeah, I would definitely agree with you on that.
So we have a problem that was in some ways wouldn't exist except for technology, and we're now using technology to solve the problem. Kind of an interesting juxtaposition.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Sure.
And it seems like to me that the states want to take it one step further, because it's not a mystery that people go online and buy products and the seller doesn't have a legal obligation to collect. And so essentially the state in which it's being consumed in loses that revenue because they don't go down to the nearest, you know, Walmart and buy something, but they go online and buy it. And so
to be technically correct, those people are supposed to file a use tax return, and I always do, and I'm sure you do, right?
Yeah, in Idaho, there's on line 24, there's a line that says any use tax to declare.
Right.
And so there are a handful of folks that do understand it's a responsibility, it's the law, but I think the majority of folks probably don't.
Exactly. So. CCH has a variety of solutions in the sales tax area, many of them to help our clients in compliance. Tell me a little bit about some of those solutions that are out there.
Okay. Well, under the Corp System brand, of course, you have income tax products, sales and use tax products, and workflow tools. My primary area of expertise is in the sales and use tax. And essentially what CCH has to offer, we can kind of bucket in three different buckets, one being your data-only products, your rates being one, and your taxability rules being two. And prior to joining CCH, I've been a CCH user of these data tools for years.
Sure.
The second bucket I like to call is our online service offerings, which are our sales and use tax calculation engine online and our sales and use tax return online system.
Sure.
And then the third bucket we classify as a standard software system that for sales and use tax calculations, a very robust sales and use tax calc system that sits behind the firewall. So those are your three basic categories that I like to classify our sales and use tax offerings in.
So well, the takeaway for practitioners to understand is that for those clients that have multi-jurisdictional sales that they should be collecting sales tax, how many different jurisdictions are there out there? I know it's a scary number.
You know, everybody seems to point to a different number, depending on the vendor or who you ask. But
sure.
There's roughly 8,000 different taxing jurisdictions,
right,
through the U.S. and Canada.
Okay, that's I had heard somewhere in that 7,500 range. So there's certainly a lot of them, and the systems that exist basically allow a vendor to do an automatic lookup, first of the product that they're selling, properly coded, you know, whether it's whatever it happens to be, you know, food or not food is a big one. Clothing or not clothing, I know, is a big one, and then look up the jurisdiction and calculate the tax. Sounds so easy.
Well, you know, some folks will use the lookups in that sort of way, and I used to at different times because it saved time and so forth. But I think our range of customers is pretty much A to Z, from mom and pa lookups to, you know, Fortune 500s and all levels of automation in between.
Sure. So describe for me, what does this mom and pa lookup, what's that basic level? What do they end up doing?
Well, let's say a mom and pa is located there in South Dakota, and let's say they have a travel and salesperson that goes around the Northwest or into the Rocky Mountain states or whatever. So let's go under the assumption that they have sufficient nexus, as we call it. Then they have an obligation to register and collect. And so if they don't have the money to buy a sophisticated system, a tax calculation engine, they might find, well, in a lot of cases, they'll find CCH's rates and their taxability rule data products only, these lookups, as very useful, because they may not understand the laws or even the rates of the states that they're not really that familiar with.
Sure.
And so a lot of mom and pops will use it in that sort of way.
And then moving all the way up to just kind of walk through real quickly the top end of very, very elegant implementation. What happens in that case?
In that case, you generally have, you know, a large sales tax group within the company. And so you'll have a tax calculation engine that's loaded up with logic, specifically taxability, like you mentioned, you know, clothes and food, medical items, services, a lot of things where there are a lot of exceptions to the general presumption of taxability. And so
sure.
As much automation as they can get, and these companies usually are pretty well funded because they have large liabilities, and so they have to take care of that. And so you'll have, you know, an automated system that's going and looking each line item, ascertaining whether it's a product or service, and then looking at the tax tables to determine whether it's taxable or not, what exceptions exist, things of that nature. Then eventually it will sit in a register, if you like, and then at the end of the month, this electronic file can be generated and then loaded up into a sales tax return online system and be able to send it out the door either, you know, electronically, like some states are requiring now, or paper if the company decides to do it that way. But they're generally multi-state, multi-entities, can have various products and services that don't even match each other, you know, from entity to entity. So they're pretty robust systems are needed to drive that sort of automation for these bigger companies.
So in a big part of this, the solutions are also, I mean, as we're talking about, 8,000 different entities. Now, I'm sure that that nobody has to file a return in all 8,000, but
right.
You know, but sometimes it might seem like it with some of the automated systems. They're not only going to calculate the tax and do all of that, but also do the electronic filing and probably the related remittances too. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And you know, the states are moving more and more to electronic filing and remittances, and you know, as Streamline continues to move forward as well, we're going to see more and more of that, because even Streamline is working on ideas on allowing even non-SST registrants to file what we call SERs, or standardized electronic return. So even Streamline is, I mean, it's all about electronic filing, and eventually we'll be doing that everywhere.
Right. So just to make sure that all of our listeners are up to date on who is involved in the SST, I'm going to quickly run through the list of states that are participating in SST. The full members are Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Minnesota, Nebraska, Nevada, New Jersey, North Carolina, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And then
right.
There are associate members, and I'm going to ask you to kind of tell me what the difference here in a second. There are four associate members, and those are Ohio, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington. So first tell me, what is the associate membership. That really means nothing to a remitter. Is that right?
It depends. It depends. An associate state is essentially a state that has been in the process of trying to get in compliance with the Streamline Agreement, and they have obtained compliance as a whole, but there's a few provisions that their state legislators have not yet enacted as far as law goes.
Okay.
The other possibility is the laws have been passed to comply with the Streamline Agreement, but it's based on a future effective date. So they get classified into this associate tank, if you will, to be part of Streamline.
Okay. So it's kind of a waiting thing. Do you see a time down the line, the next couple of years, as the number of states is going to continue to grow?
I believe so, and my reasoning is because of a recent change that has taken place within Streamline. When it all started out, the goal was to be simplified as much as possible and to have a single sourcing, the sourcing being whether the taxable transaction takes place at the ship to or the ship from, the origin being essentially the ship from. And the goal of Streamline was to go to a single sourcing rule, which was destination.
Sure.
The problem with that is they were only successful. There's only two origin-based states that were participating within Streamline that were able to get that done, that being Kansas and Washington. And the state of Washington, it becomes effective July 1 of this year. But there's a number of states now that SST, they've decided, the governing board at Streamline, with all the participating states and the member states, they recognized that they needed to allow origin-based sourcing. And so now that that's part of the Streamline Agreement, you're going to see a lot more states come in. Think Texas, for example, has been knocking on the door for a long time, but they simply said, we can't do it without origin-based sourcing allowed. In other states, Arizona, California, some of the bigger states, you know, have origin-based sourcing, and that's been a deterrent to them. And so I anticipate that things will move along.
Sure. So there's also a registration over on the taxpayer side. Is that true? The remitter, the business also ends up registering for SST? How does that work?
Well, that's correct. There's a central registration process that a taxpayer will go through that wants to register under Streamline. And they go on the Streamline website, and they go through the process of identifying the states. Once you register under Streamline, you essentially have to register in all the full member states. It's not optional to pick and choose. The associate states are optional.
Okay.
And then they have to identify what are four models that they want to use under Streamline.
Is any of that registration automated, or do you end up filling out forms to register in 25 different states?
No, it's all automated.
Okay.
You go to one central registration, identify the states, the model. They eventually, well, quite quickly, you get an SST ID number, and that's the number that you're going to use for all the SST states on the SER.
Right. So that's a benefit right there.
It's a very simple process. I've helped many customers, taxpayers get on and register with Streamline with a past company that was in. And so I've even seen, the governing board receive feedback and so forth, and they've even streamlined the registration process even more than what it was when it first started. So they continue to try to streamline as much as they possibly can.
So we have the states involved and the remitters involved. Where does CCH play and other vendors? I mean, they're obviously very involved in this. Tell me what your role is.
Well, one of the technology models that a customer or a taxpayer registering on the Streamline can choose is a Model 2. You have Model 1, Model 2, Model 3, Model 4. And the role that CCH is playing is in the Model 2 arena. And we're in the process now of, we've been in it for a few months now, in the process of getting certified under Streamline, what's under Model 2, which is a certified automated system,
okay,
which is a software system that will sit behind the firewall, and the taxpayer will essentially process all these things through the system electronically to the states. So that's and it's a pretty in-depth process. I mean, I've been through it before. It involves working with the states. They're going to review your taxability.
Sure.
They're going to test your rates. They're going to test your sourcing rules. They're going to test essentially everything to make sure that your system is in compliance with the Streamline agreement, so that the taxpayer, the Model 1 through Model 4 seller, is in compliance with Streamline.
Right.
So it's a pretty involved process.
So if I'm a practitioner, and all of our listeners are, or almost all of our practitioners or listeners are practitioners, if I'm a practitioner and I'm listening to this and I'm saying, wow, I have clients for whom SST is something that I should really know more about and get involved, how do I access the expertise within CCH to help me look smart when I go talk to my client?
Well, you know, the first thing that can be done is to get familiar with Streamline, and the website has just a ton of information. I mean, from almost day one, there's work papers and issue papers, and there's,
sure,
meeting notes, and there's all sorts of things.
Right. And that website is streamlinedsalestax.org, right?
Correct.
Okay. So go to Streamlined and learn a little bit there. What about the people at CCH? How do I talk to people at CCH about Streamline?
Well, I'm sort of overseeing Streamline, and so I would be happy to be the point person. I've been heavily involved in Streamline for the last 4 or 5 years.
Sure.
And so I can be reached. If you want my number.
Well, we could do that, or would you rather just have people contact their CCH salesperson and have that person get them in touch with you, or go directly to you, your choice?
Well, probably at the particular moment, I would probably rather have them call me directly.
Okay.
Because the certification process does take a while. And we're hoping to be able to wrap up that certification before the end of the year. And
okay.
So we haven't spent a lot of time talking with the salespeople and helping them come up to speed, because it is an involved process, but we'll be there soon. So
okay.
Personally, I'd rather have them call me directly.
All right. Well, let's do that number, and we will also put the number and your email address in the show notes, so if you miss it as we're saying it here, you can always look at the show notes and find it there. So the email address is phil.schlesinger, and that's S-C-H-L-E-S-I-N-G-E-R, correct?
Correct.
phil.schlesinger@waltersclure.com, and the telephone number, Phil?
I can be reached at area code 208-761-8256.
Okay, so that's 208-761-8256. And Phil Schlesinger is the sales and use tax product manager for CCH, one of the business units of Walters Kluwer. And obviously has great expertise that and is more than willing to help practitioners figure out how to help their clients. Phil, last couple of seconds here, we're almost out of time. Tell me some of the future expectations of SST? Where do you see this thing in 5 years? Are we all going to be mandated in, or?
That's a good question. You know, as I've continued to watch Streamline move forward, they have made progress. And there is federal legislation that is pending. There's a House bill and a Senate bill geared towards simplification, which essentially is going to grant the right to these SST states essentially to force the collection of sellers. So,
sure.
You know, it continues to move forward. The governing board is very active in lobbying on Capitol Hill, and there's a lot of folks that are trying to move this forward. So I certainly see in that five-year period that there will be federal legislation, and these SST states will have that additional authority, so to speak, to be able to require remote sellers to collect. And I believe that – excuse me, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And as time goes on, states are coming on board. You know, some states kind of held back just to see, you know, what was going to happen and all those sort of things. And states are showing more. Connecticut and Florida have shown some interest, Massachusetts, Hawaii, a few other states. And, of course, you have the origin-based states. So I anticipate in the next couple of years, there'll probably be another dozen states that will be involved with Streamline. I think one of the biggest things that I would like to make a comment about that I see coming is I mentioned, I alluded to it a few minutes ago, and that is allowing even non-registrants of SST to file what's known as a standardized electronic return. Presently, it's not allowed, but they are working on coming up with a uniformed return that will allow everyone in SST states to be able to file these standardized electronic returns. So I definitely see that as something that's coming in the next year or so.
Sure.
So that would be a major push forward.
Okay. Well, I've made a note to call you back in 5 years, and we'll see exactly how accurate you were. It's an interesting spot. One of the things that I'm quite sure will happen is wherever we are in 5 years, CCH will be there with products and services to continue to serve practitioners and their clients. That's probably a safe bet, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Okay. I've been visiting with Phil Schlesinger, the sales and use tax product manager for CCH, Walters Kluwer business, and we've been talking about SST, the Streamlined Sales Tax Initiative. Phil, thank you again for carving out time for us today.
My pleasure.
Okay, thank you. This concludes Episode 3 of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go. Have a great day.
That wraps up this edition of Intelligent Business Ideas to Go, sponsored by CCH, a Walters Kluwer business.